Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, you may have noticed on the Late Late Show, now Sinn Féin, by the way, are complaining to RTÉ about their little remark in Patrick Kilty's monologue and the use of the word traitors. But RTÉ have officially commissioned Traitors Ireland, the Irish adaptation of the global hit reality competition series The Traitors. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't watched it. I don't know very much about it, so you're going to have to help me out here on this one. It says the global hit reality competition series, but I've never seen it. So I'm assuming, you know, it's getting people to go behind each other's back, I imagine, is the kind of crux of the show, to lie about each other and obviously to win the competition. And following the success of the versions, both in the US and the UK and the Netherlands, the Irish viewers can expect to be captivated by this kind of psychological game of deception, trust and betrayal. Now, as I said, I've never seen the show, but I've heard lots about it. The general gist, as I understand it, is the traitor pits 22 strangers against each other in a remote castle where they must play an imaginative game of strategy. The twist, of course, some players, known as the traitors, are secretly tasked with eliminating their competitors each night without being detected. Like spies, essentially. It sounds like an interesting concept, but I don't know if I'd be interested or not in watching it. Now, the remaining contestants, called the Faithfuls, must work together to identify and banish the traitors before it's too late. And the prize at stake is up to €50,000. Applications are now open for the Irish participants, over 18 years of age, obviously, with filming set for spring 2025. Look, I think it sounds like a decent show in terms of reality TV, if that's what you're into. But what has been your all-time favourite reality show? I suppose the most famous was Big Brother. That was the first, wasn't it? Well, actually, no. What was the one on MTV that came before Big Brother with the students in the... AJ, what was the name of that one? AJ, just tell me the name of it. Just go on. Put the headphone. AJ knows more. See, she's younger than me. You know what I mean? She knows more. What was it? Oh, no, I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you? Anyway, I can't hear her. Yeah, maybe... Maybe if you're hurrying up, AJ, I don't know, I can't hear you. Okay, but there was one on MTV where there were kids in an apartment. When I say kids, anybody under
the real world.
The real, thank you, AJ. The real world, yeah.
I found the right fader, sorry.
And what there was other reality, Catfishes. That's kind of reality. Now, that's more of a documentary thing, isn't it? Or is it reality? Is that reality TV?
I mean, it's a bit of both, isn't it?
Cops, is that Cops? I used to like Cops.
Yeah, that was on Sky One.
Bad Boys, what you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly.
What you gonna do? But they got rid of that because they said there was kind of racial profiling in it. So they kind of got rid of it, didn't they? Do they still do Cops? I don't think they still do it anymore.
I doubt it. Like they do. There's things in the UK where the police go around and, yeah, you know.
Oh, I love that one, the Australian one, Nothing to Declare.
Nothing to Declare.
TV?
Yeah,
is that class as reality TV?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it okay? I thought they were kind of just talking.
I don't know, because it's not a game show per se. It's just real reality, okay.
But
it's not.
What's your favourite reality TV show, by the way? What's your favourite? Do you have a favourite?
Me, personally, I used to like Big Brother. I like Love is Blind. Love is Blind.
Right. Okay. Big Brother to me, now, it doesn't do it. I remember I used to talk to somebody years ago, and they used to watch Big Brother all night when people were asleep. And I go, what are you doing staying up to 4 o'clock in the morning looking at other people asleep? Oh, every now and again, they wake up to go to the toilet or something. And I'm going, and? Anyway, Big Brother, The Real World on MTV, which we mentioned, or Cops, of course, we talked about Cops there a few minutes ago. I mean, it used to be on Sky One back in the day. Or more recently, Love Island, Love is Blind, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Look, there's any amount of them, you know. Love Island is so fake, isn't it? All these really attractive people wandering around half naked. Anyway, what is your favourite reality TV show? Or do you have a favourite? Or do you think it's all nonsense? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Callum, if I can, first. And let me just get him there. Yeah, Callum, hi, how are you?
Hiya, Niall. Hiya, I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Good, Callum. What's your favourite, or do you have a favourite?
I love Bake Off.
Bake Off?
Yeah.
Okay, that's... you need Mr. Hollywood, isn't that his name?
Yeah, Paul Hollywood.
Paul Hollywood. And who's the other woman? The woman?
Now it's on Channel 4.
Who's the woman, the older woman? What's her name?
Prue Lee.
Okay. Yeah, I think seen it once. I wouldn't mind trying a bit of that now, to be honest with you. I don't know about watching it too much, but I wouldn't mind trying it. Are you good at cooking yourself, Callum?
I can do pasta from a packet.
that doesn't count.
No, I guess it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I could do pasta from a packet and make a curry sauce as long as I have the powder. Yeah, I know, the instant one. But okay, so what attracts you about reality TV show? Is it because things can go wrong, or what's the attraction with it?
Well, my big love is reality competition shows, which is like, I love Strictly, I love Bake Off, I love like Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that one recently with your man? What's his face? His name's gonna
Phil Donis.
What? No, the Breakfast Television guy who was kind of shamed there a few couple of years ago. What's his name?
The Philip Schofield.
Philip Schofield. Yeah, it was like pity me, I believe.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a lot of self pity and a lot of.
I'm a victim in all this.
I don't think he came across very well at all.
No, I don't think it. From what I read from critics, it didn't do him any favors whatsoever. It's actually set him back about 2 years, I imagine. Whatever chance he had to get back on telly, he's none now, I believe. But yeah, so it's that whole idea of people being put in situations that you think to yourself, what would I do if I was in that situation?
And it's normal everyday people, which I find it's easier to relate. Mm. They're not like they're obviously characters. They wouldn't get cast if they weren't at least a little bit interested, but they're normal people.
But they're not really normal people, because these shows tend to look for the misfits of society, don't they?
Bake Off, I'm not so sure.
Maybe not on Bake Off, no, but certainly for the likes of the Celebrity Jungle or Big Brother.
Or
the Big Brother. They look for, you know, characters that would be misfits.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean mental, but I don't, just people who would be unusual. You know what I mean? I'd probably suit it. You know, you know, somebody has a lot to say.
Yeah.
You know, do you think they're fake? Some of them, because they are contrived. I mean, they are well edited and contrived.
I think there are bits that are fake. Like I watch a lot of different versions of MasterChef, and there was an interview recently where one of the judges said all the food is cold by the time we taste it.
Oh no, I couldn't eat cold food.
That'd just be awful. Yeah, but I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, but when I'm watching Bake Off or MasterChef, and I've watched them once or twice, you know, they go, only, what is it, 3 minutes left, 3 minutes left, and everybody manages to get all their shit done in 3 minutes. And I'm going, that's edited. That has to be edited. When they said 3 minutes, it was probably an error. You know what I mean? Because your woman still has her pie in the oven. You know what I mean? For God's sake. Yeah. Take you more than 3 minutes but just to get it out.
Some of them do say, I'm going to get it out with 1 minute to go. Some of them fall behind and then have to get it out at the last second. Mm. If that's even real. It likely is edited, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think it's good to be cynical. You can enjoy it while still being cynical.
So Bake Off is your favourite. And after that, then you'd look at some of the other ones. And what about some of the older ones? I mean, the original ones, I suppose, you go right back in time. I mentioned Cops a few minutes ago. I used to enjoy Cops, actually. I thought it was quite good because that was the first time they ever did anything like that on television. But in fairness,
The Real World.
The Real World, yeah, The Real World.
I never watched that, but there was a show that spawned from The Real World that was called The Challenge. Originally, they only took people from Real World and they put them in this exotic location and they had them doing physical challenges.
Okay.
And it's still on today, but now it's more so athletics than entertainment. So it's a little bit boring nowadays.
Right, okay.
But it's still a good, like, nothing, turn your brain off show.
Yeah, what's that other one? The British one in Chelsea. Oh, what's it called?
Made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea. Oh, no. Yeah, those.
You couldn't pay me. No, I'd never. You couldn't pay me to watch that.
It's just like a bunch of chavs, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Maybe you could. Maybe you could pay me, but I wouldn't like it.
Or the Housewives of Beverly Hills and all those ones. Yeah.
Some of the Housewives are very overdramatic and very funny, and they make a career out of being very sensitive and overdramatic, and all credit to them.
Mm. Stay there. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Mike as well. Mike, hi, how are you?
No, it hold his kid.
There you go. Callum likes the Bake Off. Do you cook yourself, Mike? Are you a Bake Off fan?
Yeah, I love cooking. Mm. I love cooking. I'd never have to time anything or anything like that. I could just, the Christmas dinner, I could put on that dinner and I could go away walking in the meantime, feeding animals and things like that.
Yeah.
And I'd come back and the dinner would be
God bless microwaves, I say. God bless microwaves.
No. Never had a microwave inside my house.
Wonder Mike, you can't live without a microwave.
Niall, never in my life.
Yeah, my mother never had one either, but you can't live without them.
Not at all. No, she's no, Niall. I would advise any person to be the first thing to throw out the house.
Now, here's my thing, right? Sorry to change the subject slightly. Callum there mentioned, you know, by the time the food is being tasted on the MasterChef, the food is cold. I couldn't eat it. Like, when I'm eating my dinner, I have this thing that my dinner has to be scalding hot. Karen will tell you, I'll get up from the table halfway through eating my dinner and I'll put it back in the microwave to heat it up again. I can't even have it get a bit cool. It has to be hot. I love it hot.
I know that, yeah. So, but I like my food hot as well. I can't eat food cold. Like, but it's just I'm one of them people there. I'd have the whole dinner out, and I could cook for 10, 12 people. Like, and the whole.
How do you time it all? How do you have the peas and the chicken and the roast potatoes and everything all ready at the same time so they don't go cold? You need a microwave to heat them back up again.
No, you don't. You don't have to do that. And at Christmas Day, you take the turkey out of the oven there. You have to let that sit for maybe half an hour, 40 minutes. You put in the hand in to roast it, with the honey and the brown sugar and the pineapple in it and all that, like. And you just, you know, the spuds and all that, like, and plenty of cream and the spuds and all that. No.
And by the time you serve it out to your 10 people, it's going to be cold by the time the last person gets it.
It wouldn't. No.
You're like my mother. My mother was brilliant at that. She'd serve it out to everybody and it'd be still hot. Anyway, getting back to your favourite reality show, what one do you like, Mike?
Yeah, like one, just talking about doing a bake off. I saw a programme there one time, and what's that very cranky chef?
The cranky chef? Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay, yes. And he was cooking inside in the prison. Right. And like, he couldn't hack it at all. Like, he couldn't handle it at all. He was out of his comfort zone, okay? He might be very good at cooking kind of one-off dishes and all that thing like that, but when he was cooking for the Masco, he was out of his depth, all again. But I saw that a few times, you know, the Junior Bake Off, and I was amazed with them kids, like, you know, and that's what it should be all about, is getting kids involved in baking and in cooking. Like, I went to school, I couldn't do French for my leaving, so I, for 5th year, so I took up home economics, and I baked 10 Christmas cakes for my mother. That time, and she was blowing about him for so long, like, you know. But I just love cooking, and I could go to, I'd be the type of person, I could go to the cupboard, and the cupboard could be beer, and I would still be able to produce.
Okay, any other one of those programs you watch? It mentions on my screen here, Ireland's Fittest Family.
What I think is a very good program, and like you said, there's 50,000 there for kind of
prize money, you know? Yeah.
When you see our local one there by David Fitz, Ireland's Fittest Family.
Yeah.
She's, that has often brought a tear to my eye, like, you know, when you see people going beyond the, you know, and fair play, like, was produced by an Arnie fella and just Arnie people. And like, you know, you've had people, you know, get out of one. You know, and she's as good as a program as any program that has ever been. Like, Jesus Christ, that first one you were on about there. Can you imagine staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning watching somebody sleep?
I bet you. I get the impression Callum might have done that. Callum, have you watched Big Brother?
I watched a little bit of it. I don't like staying up late on school nights, so I haven't. I've watched it on weekends.
What do you mean school nights? How old are you, Callum?
Well, I'm up a 6:45. I have 2 buses into college.
Oh, okay. So you're only young. What are you, 21?
21 next month.
Oh, happy birthday next month, by the way. There you go.
Thanks, Niall.
At least it's not Christmas. If it was Christmas, you don't get Christmas presents and birthday presents. At least you're close to Christmas. It's not too bad. Okay, so, I suppose at 21, you're kind of more in tune with all these programs. But the idea that anybody would stay up till like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning to watch somebody else asleep, to me, is mind-blowing. Oh, you know what? Hey, you know what's a hilarious one? And I caught it by accident one night. Is that Naked? Is it Naked Attraction?
Oh, yeah. I flipped onto it by accident one night.
It's hilariously funny.
Oh, yeah. I'd say it is.
What do you mean by accident, Callum? One night, you know you were looking for it. You saw it in the title, and you went, "I'm gonna have a look at this now."
Yeah, so,
have you seen this, Mike? Naked Attraction, Mike. Have you seen Naked Attraction?
I saw it one night on Tina G.
Andre wasn't on Tina G. I don't think. Call us a tattoo on penis. I can't imagine it on Tina G. I think it's on like Channel 4 or something, isn't it?
I don't have any. We've got T1, 2, and 3. That's it.
You're stuck on RTE and Tina G. Jesus, God bless you.
That's all we have. Don't know part of the country.
The idea of Naked Attraction, for those who haven't seen it, is it's like Blind Date, but they're all in the nip, right? So there's like a woman, and she'd pick from five lads. And they reveal, they're behind these kind of screens, and they reveal bits of their body as they're going along.
Yeah.
And like some of the last, when I watched it, like some of the lads aren't that well endowed, God bless them. You know what I mean? Like they're like shriveled up little sausages hanging from them. I just think it's hilariously funny.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, isn't it a sad state of affairs now when it has to go to that to show your lead in television? Like, if they have to go to that, like when you think of God rest him, Brendan Grace and Adam, Neil Toby and Adam Grace, them great commentators that could entertain people for an hour with just their wit and their saying.
Yeah, without nudity. Yeah,
that's it. Like, you know. That, look, as I used to, and I said that new program before, Niall, I'm the same age. I'm actually 61 today, Niall. And
happy like, birthday.
When we were going out, Niall, Shut the Hunt was often better than The Kill, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and you never knew what was happening. But can you imagine them clowns I put them out to go showing their bits in television? Like,
Yeah. Callum, would you go on television? Would you do a reality show? If you were asked to go on, like, I don't know, First Dates or something like that, would you go on it?
I think it depends on if I thought I could do well. I do a quiz show. I love quizzes.
Do you?
But I probably wouldn't do a reality show. I wouldn't cope on something like Bake Off or God forbid First Dates.
And what when you say you do a quiz show, what, general knowledge?
I'm better on like pop culture, I think, but I think I've got pretty good general knowledge.
Okay, let me test you out. Okay,
101
pop. So you're live on the television now as we speak. Okay, I don't have any. Do I have any music here? Hold on. No, I don't think I have any background music. All right, you're live on the television. Okay, here's your questions. Question number one: what are the names of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West kids?
Oh, I only know North.
Oh. And you'd imagine South would be in there too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Do you want, okay, the answer is North, Saint, Chicago, and Sam. What stupid names for children. Sam is spelled with a P, by the way. Anyway, question number two. What is Joey Exotic, a.k.a. the Tiger King's real name?
I feel like it's a P.
Yeah, it's a P. You're getting close, yeah. Go on. Joseph.
No,
Passage is his name. Whose parody? You can join in here, Mike, if you think you know the answers, by the way. Okay, I'll give you one more. Let's see. How many kids does Angelina Jolie have? Your answer could be anywhere between 1 and 5 million, but go on.
It could, but I think it's 6.
Yeah, good man. 6 is the right answer. Maddox, Pax, Sahara, Shiloh, Knox, and Vivian. There you go. Well, you wouldn't do too bad, Callum. Let me go to Rosie. Rosie, hi. How are you doing, Rosie?
Yeah, you can ask him, like, which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Neither. Okay. So, Rosie, which ones do you watch? Or do you watch any of them?
I actually don't watch.
And are you on a speakerphone, Rosie, or are you down the bottom of the toilet?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, bottom of a cornflake box. That's how much better.
I'm always on my AirPods because I'm just like...
Yeah, whatever.
Stuff at work. Which comes first? Ask him.
What?
Chicken or the egg?
Which? Ask who? Callum? Ask Callum?
No.
What do you want to ask Callum that for?
It's just a
joke. There's no actual answer to that question.
I don't know. No, I watch Big Brother? No, my partner watches it, but I'm like, oh my God, no. It's just like kind of
for me, it's kind of really boring. It's just like, it's just people in reality. And I'm like, no. I was like, but I actually have to say, like, okay, I have to say, I have tried to watch it in the last 2 days. And I really like one person that's like really like intrusive, and she's really cool. And I'm like, her personality is great, but I'm
so
like,
you do, so the fact is you do watch it, is what you're trying to say to me. You just told me you didn't, but you obviously have watched it and you do watch it.
I don't, do you know what?
You just told me one person's like, great in it. Yeah, so you actually are watching it.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't really watch it, but I've been kind of brought in to watch it, because if we don't watch
it. Oh, my brain is starting to hurt now. You don't watch it, but you watch it. Okay. Anyway, you like one person. Okay. Any other reality TV show you like apart from Big Brother? Naked Attraction.
Do you know what I absolutely love? And I think it's an amazing show. And I really like actually watching it. And I've been watching it for a while. It's like Marriage at First Sight.
Marriage at First Sight?
Yeah, I'm really into that at the moment.
Okay, so what's the basis of this show, Marriage? So what, they've just been like 10 lads together, 10 women together, and they fall in love instantly and get married?
I think it's pretty cool. Like, it's just like, you know, just seeing people fall in love and like, but then you see like the, like, they all kill each other and like, not kill each other, like, I don't know, like, but like, they all like fight and like, they have like this whole thing, and it's just all to do with like, you know, whatever is going on. But I just think it's pretty cool. Like, they're different scenes.
What was that one in America where they had the really rich guy and all these girls wanting to be the husband?
Yeah, and it's really. And, it's
but
really
but didn't your man, the last guy that was in it, he sued the TV makers because the girl he picked, who was the final one or whatever, turned out to be transgender. And he sued the makers because they never told him. Or something like that.
I know, like, and but it's pretty cool. It's just like, like, you're just watching it, like, you know, one person is just like, I'm, you know, very rich, I'm very, like, whatever, and then someone's just like, oh, like, you know, I've got this and that, and like, but you see the way they're, like, based together, and it's like, you do that, like, whole, like, psychologically stuff, and like, so I'm really into that with my nurse, and then I'm like, it's...
You're a nurse.
It's pretty cool. It's just like... I've been watching it for a bit and just analyze like.
Do you think you'd be good?
Are.
Do you think you'd be good? I think you'd be mesmerizing on reality television.
Do you know what? It's funny. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I actually was approached to go on it next year.
Which
they said, would you go on it next year?
Like, what? Go on what? What were you asked to go on?
They asked me what if I'd go on next year, Marriage at First Sight.
Marriage at First Sight?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about it? Not too sure how well you do.
I kind of just broke up with my ex-partner this year, and they've actually said...
Is this the same guy you were watching Big Brother the other night with?
Sorry, say that again.
Is it the same guy that you broke up you watched Big Brother with the other night?
Sorry, not a guy, girl.
Oh, girl, is this the same girl? Like,
girl,
is it okay?
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah,
they actually
said it to me. It was like, would you come on it next year?
Yeah.
I did the application, and it's just a friend of a friend.
And do they have a lesbian version of it?
Hmm?
Do they have, like, because then you'd have to have, like, if obviously, if you're, you know, a same-sex couple, you'd have to have a kind of lesbian version of it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, well, they just said, like, that they're just trying to do it, and, I
don't know, maybe, do they have lesbian and gay versions of all those programs? Because they'd have to be different.
Do you know what? They should actually have it, because I always say, like, when you're on...
Maybe they're limiting their audience, I suppose, wouldn't they be?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, everything is, like, limited. It's just like, why can't, like, you know, people be open and be very...
You're very open, I can tell.
So, like, just be open. It's just like, you know, it doesn't matter, like... You know, everyone has like a difference,
Okay. Well, hang on for a second. We can have this conversation all night, but hang on. Just stay there for a second, the two of you. Callum and Rosie, let me just go to Michael in New York. Michael, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, it's good. Good line tonight, live from New York. At least you're not in your car on the way home from work or whatever it is at the moment, Michael.
Yeah, and I pulled over to actually speak on the phone, so it sounds a little clearer.
Good. It's always nice to be listening, have people listening all over the world. Michael, what is your favourite reality show?
Oh, no, I love them all. The only ones that I don't like is, like, the Love Island.
Oh, it's awful.
Stuff like that. I can't stand them. But I don't know. I assume you're not watching Big Brother right now.
Well, some people are. Rosie said she was watching it the other night. But now obviously, this is the UK version. So I'm assuming there's an American version on it.
Yeah, well, we have a dodgy box over here, so we get all the
UK channels. Oh, okay,
stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm watching the English one right now. There's a guy in it called Nathan, and he is, I swear to God, you could ask anybody watching it, he's a younger version of you.
A younger version of me?
Yeah, in a good way. In a good way.
Okay,
he's very political. He's a Tory. He's a younger version of Niall Boylan.
He's a conservative, 100%. Is what you're trying to tell me, Michael.
He's conservative, but do you know what's the best part about him? He can talk to anybody in the house. Like, he gets on so well with the opposite opinions. That's what I was like, that's young Boylan.
I'm glad you thought of me when you were watching him, Michael.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I mean, look, I consider myself, even though I would be conservative, you know, I'm quite happy to listen to all opinions. You know, I find it difficult to understand why people who may be liberal or conservative can't actually communicate together and, you know, and take on board each other's opinions. You don't have to agree with them, but you can respect them.
You can listen to it. That's why I think your show does so well, because you don't dismiss the people who have the complete opposite view.
Yeah, well, Callum just told me he watched The Bake Off. That should have been enough for me to hang up on him, but I didn't.
Well,
he's still there.
The latest one I watched was one on HBO called Chimp Crazy, and that, I don't know if you saw that show was.
Oh, this is like the Joey Exotica one, except it's a crazy woman who looks after monkeys.
Yes,
I've seen the clips of it. I've seen the trailer.
Went after her.
Yeah.
If you have,
yeah, it's on. If anybody watching, it's on Netflix. It's actually on Netflix as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah. So this is a crazy. If you loved, you know, the Tiger King, Callum, did you like the Tiger King?
I never watched it actually, but I think I would like it if I did.
I think Tiger King was awful, but it was quite addictive, in fairness. And I interviewed.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I interviewed his husband, actually, Joey Exotic's husband. He did marry a guy towards the end of it. And I had him on the show a while ago talking to him. But it was a really... Now, Joey's in jail at the moment. He's in... What?
You had that guy on the radio, his ex-husband?
Who? Oh, yeah. No, what was his name? The Joey Exotic's husband.
Dylan Passage, I think.
I can't remember his name. But we had him on the radio show going back some time ago. And like Joey Exotica, who's in jail at the moment, I believe he's still in jail, isn't he? They were trying to get Joe Biden to pardon him at one stage, but it didn't happen. They tried to get Donald Trump to pardon him before that, but it didn't happen. But I think he's still in jail. In jail for murder. Or conspiring to murder, should I say.
Where Carol Baskin?
Yeah, Carol Baskin. She was definitely a basket case. And as is the chimp lady who we're talking about, by the way. She's another basket case.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing. The one thing that concerns me with some of these shows, like Tiger King and The Chimp Lady, is they are taking advantage of people who are clearly mentally ill.
Oh, yeah. The Chimp Crazy Lady, she's mentally ill. Do you actually feel very bad for her when you're watching the show? You almost, like, start sympathizing with her.
Yeah. I mean, she clearly isn't right, and nor was Joey Exotica. He clearly isn't right in the head. So, I mean, it was quite bizarre show. But listen, lads and ladies, thank you very much indeed. Callum and Rosie and Michael, I appreciate you coming on. What's the weather like at the moment, Michael? Yeah, it would be bad of me not to ask what the weather's like in New York. Is it getting cold now?
It's not bad. We've dodged the hurricane, so been sunny in 75. We haven't had rain in 3 weeks. So
oh, God, you lucky suckers. Right. Lucky suckers, my God. But normally, I mean, I spent a lot of time in New York when I was younger. And normally, kind of start of November right through to February, particularly around January, it gets really cold.
It does. But for whatever reason, the last couple of weeks has been okay. The morning times are very cold, but not very cold, like cool.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt, and then it's t-shirts by the afternoon.
Michael, lovely talking to you again. Listen, thanks very much indeed. Have a safe journey home from work. All right, see you then.
Bye.
There you go, Michael, in New York as we speak. Oh, my God.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.